You know what troubadours are, right? They're traveling entertainers. And it's actually my Uncle Budrick who's the troubadour, not me. He does all the singing and juggling. I'm just along for the ride.
Come gather round, farmers and weavers and nurses. I'll sing you a song that has 89 verses.
You could call me his apprentice, I guess. I'm supposed to practice the lute, the instrument he's playing that looks like a giant chicken leg, learn all the songs, and prepare myself, just in case Uncle Budrick sprains a tonsil. But here's the problem. I don't want to be a troubadour. Why not? Well, you're on the road all the time for one thing. That's a total drag. It's hard to make friends, too, because you're always moving from village to village. And this wagon we live in isn't exactly a 4-star hotel. What else? Oh, yeah. It's the Middle Ages. Yep, we're talking 14th century. That means a lot of important stuff hasn't been invented yet. Like paved roads, the toothbrush, and a little convenience known as indoor plumbing. It's a tough life. And sorry, Uncle Budrick, I can't see how a few songs or some lame magic tricks will make it any easier. Especially without an audience.
What do you say, Max?
I said there's nobody here. Look around. You're performing in an open field.
Oh, well then.
See, here's how this troubadour thing is supposed to work. You roll into some random town, a crowd gathers, you put on a show. The crowd applauds and throws money in a basket. You take the money and use it to buy food and avoid starving to death. Sounds simple enough, right? It's a basic business transaction. Except, Uncle Budrick is a lousy businessman. He doesn't focus on the money. He gets distracted by other things, like...
Oh, look! Cabbage! We'll make a tasty stew for supper.
Yum.
Egad! An arrow! Right in the head!
Yeah, the cabbage head. That was close. And I think there's more where that came from. Look out!
Get thee off my land, freeloaders!
Shall we run?
Yes, let's.
'Twas only a cabbage I pulled from the ground to make a hot soup that would suit us. I wasn't aware we were trespassing, sir, so kindly please stop trying to shoot us.
This happens a lot. I don't mean that getting shot at is part of our daily routine, but we dodge more arrows than you might think. Apparently, people don't like strangers taking shortcuts through their property. Or maybe they just hate Uncle Budrick singing. Anyway, by the time we manage to outrun Sir Bullseye back there, it's getting dark.
This is a nice spot. Let's camp here tonight, Max.
Sounds good to me. Want me to build a fire so you can cook your... delicious cabbage stew.
I dropped the cabbage when we made our getaway. There'll be no stew tonight, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's awful.
Yep, I'm starving. But no worries, we'll find something to eat.
Okay. I like the optimism, but where? Suppers don't grow on trees, you know.
If you say so.
Hey, it's raining apples. Wait here, Uncle Budrick.
Be careful up there, Max.
Lucky for us, I happen to be a world-class tree climber. Here, I'll toss them down.
Jolly good.
There are more ripe ones near the top. Wow, I see a city over there.
Oh, we're approaching the kingdom of... Jovia!
By Jovia? Never heard of it!
Climb down, Max, and sit by the fire. I'll tell you all about it.
It doesn't take us long to build a fire, and once it's crackling nicely, Uncle Budrick starts his story.
Now, where was I? Ah, yes, by Jovia. I was born there. It's where I grew up until my 10th birthday. Then I had to leave.
Huh? What do you mean you had to leave?
Something unfortunate was about to happen. If I'd stayed and by Jove here, Max, I very well might have become... a knight.
A knight? You?
Max.
Oops. That sounded kind of rude. But he's got to be pulling my leg, right? I mean, knights are supposed to be brave and strong and all that jazz. Uncle Budrick is...
Ah, the hornet! Shoo it away! Shoo it away!
It was a mosquito.
Right. Yeah, I knew that.